This is Ponytail, a The Witcher TV series fanfic written by A Kind of Merry War and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Geralt Yaskir, with additional tags for hair pulling, Yaskir loves Geralt, pining, featuring Yaskir's new look, WitcherCon, anal sex, bathing slash washing, five and one things, spy Yaskir, reconciliation. Author's notes. Hi all, so I wrote this in a mad rush between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. on the night of WitcherCon. So if it's weird, that's why. I hope everyone's excited for season two. If you've already read this on Tumblr, there's a new bonus section at the end where Geralt gets his hair tugged on too. Winking D-Face. One. What's this? Geralt gave a swift tug to Yaskir's ponytail. It didn't hurt, but it was a shock, and he found himself being pulled backwards, his hat toppling from his head and landing to the grimy floor beneath with a sad thump. It's hair, Geralt, he said, quickly stooping to grab his hat and replace it on his head before some drunkard could stand on it. You've got enough of it yourself. You should be familiar with the concept. Geralt just looked at him. What? Yaskir swirled his nearly empty cup of wine, maintaining deliberate eye contact. Don't you like it? Frankly, he didn't care either way. Geralt reneged the right to an opinion on Yaskir's lifestyle when he left him on that fucking mountaintop. But the urge to fall into old, teasing habits was simply too strong. No, Geralt said, finally. Well, Yaskir shrugged and saw off the remainder of his wine. It's a good job it doesn't fucking matter what you think, isn't it? See you around, Geralt. He turned his back on the Witcher, striding from the room. The crowd parted around him. Of course they did. He was fucking Yaskir. He could feel Geralt's eyes on his back until the heavy wooden door slammed behind him. Good. Let him stare. Two. This wasn't supposed to happen. Not tonight. Not like this. He edged down the street, praying to any god that would listen that they wouldn't catch him if he just kept to the shadows. He'd hoped he'd be safe here, out of the way, where no one cared about war and soldiers and power grabs. He'd been wrong. Yaskir ducked around a corner and cursed himself for not paying better attention. Too many sets, too close together, too many towns. No wonder they'd tracked him down. He'd been too lost in it all, especially after that disastrous run-in with Geralt a few days ago. He told himself it was fine. He told himself it was fine as he'd spotted Geralt across the room. He told himself it was fine as Geralt had spoken to him. The stinging in his eyes was just the smoke from the poorly cleaned fireplace. The hoarseness in his throat was caused by nothing more than an evening singing. He told himself it was fine as he left Geralt behind, relishing the chance to turn his back on him for once, and strode across the city back to his rented rooms. The ache deep in his chest was because he was tired, because he was busy, not because of... He'd been wrong. The sudden reunion had set him in a spin. If his head had been straight, he wouldn't have performed again yesterday evening. He'd been so desperate for one more night, to hear them cry out his name, to be the center of it all. Just one more night. He swore into his chest, his head down. Fuck. Far too close for comfort, he could hear the quickened footsteps of the Nilfgaardian soldiers behind him. Oh, they'd didn't look like soldiers. Even they were too clever for that. But he'd known it was them immediately and ran. He just hadn't run fast enough this time. He edged around another corner, doubling back on himself, hoping to throw them off. He had his loot on his back and enough money in his purse to get him board wherever he ended up. He just needed to get beyond the city walls and walk until his feet bled. That's what he'd done last time, after all. A shout. He froze on the spot, pressed against the wall, damp with condensation in the cool air. He waited, counting his breaths. Another shout. Louder. Closer. He set off again, quickening his pace. His heart was in his throat, and his loot was bouncing on his back, and this, he feared, was it. This was finally it. There was a sharp, sudden pain at the back of his head, and he found himself being pulled backwards by his ponytail. There was a horrible moment of complete panic as he envisioned the black gloves of the Nilfgaardians who'd been trailing him, wrapped around his hair, pulling him to his back, when he found himself not being tossed to the floor, but tugged into a dark, narrow alleyway. He spun. What? There was a hand over his mouth. In the low light, two wide golden eyes stared back at him. This, somehow, was worse. In the tavern, he'd been all pain and anger, not bothering to conceal it. But here, pressed against the man who'd thrown him aside and turned him into this? Geralt smelt the same. Leather and sweat and horse and, yes, onion. His hair was longer. His armor, new. He had a new scar, too, spidering down the side of his jaw. But it was him. And suddenly Jaskier wasn't the furious troubadour in the tavern, or the spy running for his life, or even the heartbroken bard left to pick his way down a monster-infested mountain. It was like he was back in Posada. Like he was an idiot 18-year-old, thinking with his cock, seeing only a pair of vibrant yellow eyes across a room and honing in on them, no more able to resist them than he could gravity. He swallowed, but said nothing. Geralt nodded at him just once. "We're getting you out of here." Three. Leaving the city had been surprisingly easy. It was what lay beyond the city that proved more troublesome. Right on the edge of the river, the high city walls were built right into the bank, the bottom of stones covered in a slimy green moss. This itself was passable. The narrow walkway was wide enough for two men to pass in single file, even if Jaskier complained about having to press his hand into the sludge to keep his balance. They were making good progress. Better progress than if he'd remained in the city and ended up on the wrong end of a soldier's blade, at least. Leaving the city had been easy. It was the Drowners. The Drowners. Now they had been very difficult indeed. Jaskier sat miserably by the side of the fire. His much-beloved leather coat would have done a decent job of keeping him warm if it hadn't been ripped to shreds beneath a drowner's claws. He hadn't realized that the river edging around the southern part of the city had been composed not of water, as he'd been assuming all these weeks, but something that, when one toppled into it in the arms of a horrible aquatic monster, one realized was, in fact, very much not water at all. He was desperately hoping it wasn't shit. It didn't stink, thank the gods, but it had been thick and tar-like. Geralt had said it was drowner ichor, and had failed to elaborate further. He shuddered as he shuffled closer to the fire, the leaf litter beneath his arse sticking unpleasantly to his still sodden clothes. His hair had become uncomfortably tangled during his dip in the river, and was now thick with slime, and he reached up to the red leather cord he kept it tied up in, and began to work it free. He tugged at it with a cut-off swear and hiss, as the sludge pulled at his scalp. For fuck's sake! He'd missed this, he thought rather bitterly. He'd spent whole nights lying awake and wondering what it would be like to be back on the path again. Now he had returned, he was beginning to question what that charm had been in the first place. Yask. Ah. Right. He looked up. What? Immediately regretting the acid in his tone. Geralt had just saved his life, after all. For what it was worth, Geralt did look sorry. Or at least suitably cowed. It's not that bad, he said. What's not that bad? Yaskir frowned. Not being eaten by a sodding drowner? The hair. Yaskir stilled, where he was still trying to pick out the cord, twisted around the strands. Oh. Let me. And then Geralt was on his knees behind him, his hands against Yaskir's own, carding through the mess of hair and muck at the back of his head. It's fine, Yaskir said. Another lie. You can't untangle it on your own. He was right, curse him. You don't have to help. I want to. Gods. He felt that in his gut, in the tips of his toes, in the ends of his shivering fingers. He had been hoping that when he inevitably ran into Geralt again, that the feeling would be gone, torn down by resentment and hurt. But it wasn't. It was like drinking water again after months lost at sea, like a loaf of fresh bread after days of starving. Fine. Geralt didn't need further encouragement. He worked slowly but surely, his fingers pressing into Yaskir's scalp as he pulled away the now-ruined cord. It was so thoroughly tangled that when he pulled it away, it tugged at his scalp too, jerking the ponytail once more. Yaskir hissed through his teeth. I wish you'd stop that, he said. And then, sorry. Yaskir stilled. That was new. It's all right, he said. Just be careful. I've been growing this out for... He was struck with the image of himself, stranded, the wind whipping at his face, the clouds growing dark above him. For a while, he finished quietly. Geralt made a low noise of assent, then got back to the unpleasant task. He reached a tangle, a knot that even Yaskir could feel, and paused. Just need to... Yaskir's breath caught in his throat. Geralt was close, much closer than he'd realized, his mouth hovering somewhere over his shoulder. He tugged again, and this time, the burning sting wasn't pain, but something quite, quite different. There, Geralt murmured, his voice low. Good. Yaskir squirmed, and felt the tie come loose in Geralt's hand, his fingers gently tugging apart the strands of the ponytail. May the tie save me. he thought, fingers bunching into fists on his knees. This is unfair. Four. It's not that bad. Yaskir didn't believe it at first. Geralt wasn't exactly attuned to his own feelings. At least, he wasn't when Yaskir was last graced with his presence. And he'd assumed the Witcher had said it as a peace offering, rather than anything really sincere. But now, he wasn't so sure. After a full day of walking, they'd managed to find an out-of-the-way town which Geralt had deemed safe enough to stay in, at least for a night. They'd rented a room and a bath, and Yaskir had tumbled into the bath without waiting to go through the rigmarole of deciding who would use the fresh water first. It was concerning how easily they slipped back into the old routine, like it had been weeks rather than years since they last saw each other. It was all very much the same, except it wasn't. Geralt was being nice. If Yaskir was feeling dramatic about it, which he supposed he was, he could even describe his actions as tender. He didn't want to dwell on it. He couldn't make this into something it wasn't. Not again. He plunged his head under the water of the bath instead, rubbing his fingers across his scalp to remove the worst of the sludge. When he emerged, spluttering, Geralt was watching him with a cautious gaze and a bar of soap in his hand. He didn't speak, but Yaskir knew it was an offer all the same. He couldn't, but he could, and he wanted to, and Geralt was offering, so he nodded just once. Yaskir had lost track of how many times he'd washed Geralt's hair. He could count the reverse on the fingers of one hand. And only when the situation had been particularly dire. Four out of the five times had involved spilt blood, and half of those had been his own blood. But this was different. Geralt moved slowly and gently, his fingers pressing into Yaskir's scalp with just the right amount of pressure to make his spine melt like a hot candle. He felt himself relax in the water in a way he hadn't done in months, content in both the feeling of Geralt's fingers in his hair and the knowledge that he was, for once, genuinely safe. It wouldn't come to harm when Geralt was here. It took minutes. It took hours. He couldn't tell. He felt himself being eased back into the water, Geralt's hands on his shoulders, as he rinsed away the murky suds. Geralt's hands never left the back of his head, and as he rose into a sitting position once more, he pulled Yaskir's hair back between his hands, playing with it, feeling it. He tugged. Not hard, a mere suggestion, and Yaskir allowed himself to be moved. Geralt pulled him down until his head hung horizontally from the rim of the tub, staring directly up at him, Geralt's hand still wrapped around his hair. He could hear water dripping to the wooden floor, the only sound in the silent room other than the thundering of his own heart. Geralt's eyes were wide and dark, only the smallest sliver of yellow highlighting his blown-out pupils in golden halos. Geralt. And then Geralt was kissing him. He tasted like home. Five. Fuck! Yaskir gasped against the pillow, the itchy fabric bunching beneath his cheek. Geralt. They were supposed to be heading north. They were heading north, in a roundabout sort of way, but they'd found themselves a little distracted on the journey. Luckily for Yaskir, Geralt knew the places with passable food and real beds. Places safest to stop and sleep. Well, some sleep. There was a tug at the back of his head that traveled all the way down his spine and through his belly to his prick, and he jerked his head back off of the pillow with a little gasp. Geralt gripped his hip harder, keeping him steady as he pulled at his hair with the other hand, the ponytail tied in a thin yet durable black cord. Yaskir gasped again as he felt Geralt's fingertips dig into his flesh and pushed back harder where their bodies met, where Geralt had eased into him, eliciting a low rumble from Geralt's chest. "Good, Yask," he muttered, as Yaskir took more of him in. He tugged a little harder, and Yaskir whined as his head was pulled back further, his scalp smarting. "Very good." Yaskir's skin was on fire. He was burning up from the inside out. He'd wondered for so long, and now he knew, and it was fucking fantastic. He groaned as Geralt thrust into him, his fingers scrabbling on the bed, fisting in the sheets. He wanted to take himself in his hand and jerk himself off, but he knew from experience if he did, he'd lose his balance, sending them both toppling. He shuddered as Geralt hit a spot deep inside him, gasping with the effort to keep his head up where Geralt pulled at his hair. He swore again, a long string of expletives, and Geralt immediately knew what he needed. He released his hair, leaving his scalp tingling, then ran his fingers down Yaskir's back, a light touch that sent his skin erupting into goosebumps. His hand hovered over his other hip, just for a moment, before he swiftly reached around and grabbed Yaskir's aching cock in his hand, squeezing, rubbing his thumb over the leaking tip with a smug-sounding chuckle. With his hand wrapped around him and his cock inside him, Geralt drew him out, taking him apart. Yaskir came first, spilling with a noisy moan across Geralt's fingers and his own stomach. Geralt rolled out his own orgasm more slowly, Yaskir desperately attempting to match his rhythm despite how utterly spent he was, how overstimulated and fucked out he was feeling. With a shudder, Geralt tightened his grip around Yaskir's hips, then cried out his name, "Fuck, Yaskir!" as he came as well. He pulled out slowly. With care, Yaskir had never even considered seeing in Geralt before. And they collapsed down onto the bed. Yaskir was very aware that they needed to get on with the whole business of cleaning up, but everything felt so unreal, the air around him soft and gossamer light, that he couldn't quite find the impetus to do anything other than press a hand to Geralt's chest, feeling his heart beating a quickened rhythm beneath his ribcage. He'd learnt the patterns of Geralt's heartbeat these past few weeks. He'd always known it was slower than a human's, but now he knew what it felt like when he was at rest, when he was happy, when he was thoroughly fucked. It was a gift to know. Geralt ran a languid hand up his arm and to his head. He fiddled in his hair for a moment before removing the tie, letting Yaskir's hair fall loose just past his shoulders. He combed his fingers through it, and Yaskir shut his eyes as soft, gentle fingertips danced across his scalp. Geralt always did this afterwards, as if soothing away bruises. It was a thrilling, tingling sensation that Yaskir thought he was never going to quite get used to. When he opened his eyes again, Geralt's hand was pressed to the back of his head, fingers carded through his hair. Geralt kissed him lazily, then removed his hand, slowly combing his fingers through the dark strands. Yaskir shuffled against the sheets, watching him closely.
What?
He said, voice heavy.
Don't you like it?
No. Geralt placed his hand on the side of his jaw and kissed him again.
I love it.
And one. Snow falls thick and fast beyond the cracked glass windowpane. The fluffy white flakes illuminated eerily in the moonlight. This is the final inn before the last and worst of the trek north, through the high mountain pass and onto Kaer Morhen. From here, it'll be frozen ground and meager fires and huddling for warmth every night. Not that Geralt is opposed to the huddling. Holding Jaskier in his arms ignites a heat in his chest almost strong enough to stave off the freezing weather. But he'd rather it be under circumstances where the alternative isn't Jaskier dying of hypothermia. They've one night left where they can enjoy four walls and a ceiling and a bed, and he intends to make the most of it. There'll be 2 weeks, perhaps three, where they'll both be sleeping in fits and starts, as and when they can, often for no longer than a few hours. Years ago, he'd have doubted if Jaskier could cope with the journey. But now? Jaskier had never been small, not really. But he's filled out in the time they've been apart, stronger than he was before in both body and resilience. He'll complain endlessly, and he'll moan about his shivering fingers and running nose and snowburnt cheeks, but he'll make it to the keep in one piece. And when they're there... they'll have just over 2 months to fully realize what they've begun to explore over these past tentative weeks. They won't be alone, not like they are now, but there's a certain comfort that comes from being in the keep that allows Geralt to relax in a way he finds harder when moving endlessly through tiny towns and cheap inns. What's important tonight is that they eat well and get a long night's sleep before setting off early next morning. They won't get another chance for a while. Jaskier does not seem to share this opinion. Geralt sits on the edge of the surprisingly generously sized bed after repacking their bags, and a lazy arm wraps around his waist, Jaskier's fingers trailing temptingly above his waistband. Jaskier, he mutters, not turning around. He feels the bed shift behind him, and the warmth of Jaskier pressing himself closer to his back.
Yes?
We need to sleep.
We can sleep on the road.
We can't. And you...
His voice catches as Jaskier's hand slides around to his back, his fingernails dragging slowly up his spine to his nape.
You know that, Jask.
Jaskier's fingertips press into his scalp for just a moment before they wrap around the messy ponytail he'd pulled his hair into while sorting through his potions for the third time. It's a familiar gesture, and he finds himself being tugged backwards by his hair.
He could resist... Shaking Jaskier off is still easy, even if he's significantly stronger than he was before. But he truly doesn't want to,
as Jaskier lowers him down till he's sprawled across his lap. He doesn't let go of Geralt's hair, keeping him in place.
It's a game, really. Jaskier knows Geralt is able to resist, too. How easily he could overpower him or push him away.
But like this, pliant across Jaskier's knees, feeling the stirrings of Jaskier's already eager prick against his neck, Geralt finds that he's quite unable to pull away, no matter how much he outmatches Jaskier in physical strength.
In 3 days' time, Geralt mutters, you'll regret not sleeping when you could.
Jaskier smirks down at him.
In 3 days' time, he says, My cock will have frozen solid and fallen off. And you'll regret not taking advantage of it while it was still attached to my body.
Is that right?
The grip around his hair tightens, just a fraction. His scalp tingles, the sensation going straight to his prick. Yaskir grins again, smugly, then lowers himself down to catch Geralt's lips in a long, languid kiss.
It is right, he says, when he finally pulls away.
Geralt pretends to consider this. Besides, Yaskir adds, as if constructing a winning argument, it'll help us sleep, and then neither of us will have anything to regret at all.
Well, when you put it like that.
Geralt attempts to rise, but Yaskir tugs a little tighter at his hair, stopping him.
No?
Yaskir stares down at him hungrily.
I think, he says, pushing a loose strand of hair behind Geralt's ear with his other hand, that I want you in my lap first.
His fingers dig into Geralt's scalp, pulling at his hair, moving him, guiding him. And Geralt is happy to comply. The end.
Reader's notes. I don't know if I'm touch-starved or what, but, like, the visceral reaction I had reading the Geralt shampoos Yaskir's hair scene, both reading it and then reading it aloud, have caused me to go grab a hairbrush and brush my own hair to simulate human contact. So, thank you to A Kind of Merry War for that visceral, literal, I can feel it on my own scalp or feel the need for it on my own scalp, depiction, highly evocative, A+ job. Crap, I need a hug. Human contact. Yes, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.